I'm joined by Alan Carroll, and he is the chief cartographer at National Geographic. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Dana.
Hey, it's great to get to talk to you. We've actually known each other for a couple of years now, and your name sort of fell off my radar, so I was happy to see it back on the web with some new announcements.
Thanks. Well, I kind of enjoy being off the radar, but here I am.
Fair enough. Let me start with your current job, which, as I said, is chief cartographer at National Geographic. Now, that sounds like one of those jobs that any geographer would dream about, but I suspect we have no idea what that entails.
Well, it entails lots of different things, and that's why I enjoy it so much. I actually, I shouldn't admit this right at the beginning, but I don't have formal training as a geographer or a cartographer or a GIS person. I come from a design and illustration background, although I'm not formally trained in that either. But that's how I ended up at National Geographic. I've always had a passion for maps. So it's actually with that sort of storytelling mindset, storytelling design presentation mindset that I continue to approach maps. But I guess the heart of my job is to help in every way I can to sort of maintain and carry forward this wonderful tradition of cartography we have at National Geographic. And of course, these days, that can mean all sorts of things, given the explosion of new media and new markets and the challenges and opportunities therein.
So what would you say is the best part of your job?
The best part of my job is, in an odd way, is kind of the title itself. Everybody says, oh, that's a really cool title. And on the rare occasions where I find myself feeling sorry for myself, I say, now, wait a minute. I'm the chief cartographer at National Geographic. If I'm miserable, it's my own darn fault. So in other words, it's a platform that I can utilize to try to come up with new product ideas or get up to my neck in the details of a map project, which happens now and then, but not all the time, or to be kind of entrepreneurial, and this is perhaps my favorite part of the job, which is to think about the mission of National Geographic and how we can use maps and my own imagination to help sort of extend and pursue the mission of the society.
Let me go back to you being self-taught or self-trained. To me, when I think about people who are self-taught, I think a lot more about people who had pens in their hands and were drawing maps in sort of that traditional way. And today, it's very rare to run across somebody involved in GIS technology or even design who are self-taught.
Well, yeah, and I've, of course, if I'd known where I would end up, I would have done things very differently, but it worked out pretty well, so I guess it's fine. I always loved to draw. I grew up being sure I was going to be an architect until I was about 17, but at the same time, I always loved maps. I was the family navigator on the classic 50s and early 60s era road trips and station wagons. I grew up in Indianapolis, and I used to bicycle for fun all over the north side of Indianapolis, and I had one of those old Shell Oil street maps, and I'd fill in every street that I rode my bike down, and continue to make maps for fun even during and after college. But it never at any point through that whole period sunk through my thick skull that I would actually or could actually make a living making maps. I majored in environmental studies in college, at Connecticut College, and I ended up freelancing doing design and illustration and writing and editing. And writing and editing was hard work, so I stuck with design and illustration, moved to Washington, and freelanced mainly as an editorial illustrator, and that led to work at National Geographic for the magazine staff. And then I had a stint or two in the cartographic division until finally in the mid-90s, moving over here for good in this position, and I've had no regrets whatsoever. It's been a wonderful place to be.